Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Mr. Alberto Barbera. Lovely to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
Of course, representing the Venice Film Festival, the director of the Venice Film Festival, my favorite film festival in the world, hands down. And we are in Cairo, so quite simply, the first question is, what do you think about when you think of Egypt? What's the thing that comes to your head, the emotions that you feel?
Well, you know, I've been in Egypt three times in my life. The first time was many, many years ago. It was the beginning of the 90s. I came to the Egypt as a tourist, and it was a fantastic experience because the Egyptian culture is one of the roots of our own culture. So coming here and visiting Egypt and all the archaeological sites of Egypt, it was a fantastic experience. Then I came back a second time for the Cairo Film Festival. It was, I think, something like 10 years ago. I brought here a restored version of Cabiria, which is one of the Italian masterpiece of the silent cinema. And we did a wonderful screening in the Opera House with the live orchestra, and it was a beautiful experience again. And the third time, again, as a tourist. So this is my first time in Cairo. I'm really happy to be back again on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the Cairo Film Festival. So it's a pleasure, really.
Do you remember, I presume you've seen the pyramids and the Sphinx already?
Two times, yes, already.
Do you remember, let me ask a cinema man, let me ask you, do you remember what you felt physically?
It's impressive. Also the second time, I mean, I knew the pyramids already, but the emotion is so huge when you are in front of these incredible monuments with such a peculiar atmosphere that you are so deeply moved that it's difficult, it's even difficult to express and explain what you feel when you are in the middle of this incredible sight.
Yeah. I mean, the Sphinx itself, I think, kind of almost represents an early type of cinema, especially the Sphinx, because it's huge and it's got, it's almost like an extension of human representation, right?
Absolutely. It's really one of the most deep and emotional experiences I had in my life,
right.
Definitely.
Right. So you are here at the festival. You'll be doing a talk here. What will the talk be about?
I think it should be around the experience of the Venice Film Festival and in general about the role of film festival in the contemporary society.
Yes. And very briefly, like, what is the role of film festivals in contemporary society?
Well, you know, there is someone who says that the role of the film festival is getting out of date because of the digital revolution, the streaming, the more easy way to get access to films today. I think it's a mistake. I think that the festival has, in general, a bigger role than they used to have in the past, just because of this huge transition we are experiencing now. First of all, festivals are one of the very few occasion of social aggregation for the audience. One of the consequences of the digital revolution is we are used to stay at home, connected to the world through our tools, PC, smartphones, or whatever. But then we need to find a moment where we connect directly with other viewers, with spectators, with filmmakers, and to share the magic of the experience of live projection in a big theater, in the most perfect way, with good sounds, with a big screen, and so on. So this is the first element that explain why festivals are so popular still nowadays. And then there is the fact that also now, when the streaming is becoming one of the most important way to get access to films, producers need festival to promote the films more than before, in the sense that, of course, there is a thousand millions of films on streaming all over the world. So it's more and more difficult to understand what is worth it to see, worth it to watch. And festival works like, they're trying to work like a sort of a guide for the audience to understand which films are worthy to watch, to see. Netflix, which is one of the most important player in the production and distribution fields today, need festival to support their best product, to promote them, to get the label of the quality from prestige festival to say, hey, pay attention, because this film is something very special, it's peculiar, you need to watch it. And so I think that festivals are becoming more and more important in the marketing strategies of everybody.
Well, I was thinking earlier, and this is maybe why I started the interview by referring to pyramids and the Sphinx, is because it's very charming that all these people travel all over the world and go to a city, and then these festivals are almost like these moving or annual exhibitions where people travel and they also visit the places. Yes. And they may be in the festival, but occasionally they also go to Venice itself.
It's true. Venice is in a very peculiar situation, because the festival takes place on the Lido, not in Venice, of course. But most of the people are obliged to stay in an hotel in Venice, because we don't have so many hotels on the Lido. It's difficult to accommodate everybody and so on. But commuting from Venice to the Lido takes only 15 minutes. And it's a nice way to travel, because there is a beautiful view. Usually we have sun. So it's warm, and it's waking up in the morning, taking the boat from Venice to the Lido, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of people who prefer to stay in Venice and come to the Lido just for the screening, and then going back to Venice for dinner or having a walk in the city and so on. So I think that one of the reasons of the success of Venice, not the main one, probably, but one of the reasons, is that coming to the festival, it means being in one of the most beautiful places of the world. So it's a quite unique experience.
Yes. I mean, with its history, too. I mean, its history must count for something, right?
of course. You feel the tradition and the history of Venice and the festival.
It's almost a spiritual experience. Because when you think about the people in the hotels having to get on a boat to go, there's something really old-fashioned and romantic about it, right?
Absolutely, it is.
Might just be me.
No, it's true. You know, I mean, it's been a while that I'm in Venice, but every time that they take a boat from Venice to the Lido, or from the Lido to the Tronchetto, it's magic.
Yeah.
Well, the view, the mood, the atmosphere, the light,
yes,
the light in Venice, especially during the sunset, is something absolutely amazing. No?
Let me finish up the interview, because I don't want to keep you too long, and also we've gone a little bit over, but I appreciate it. It's such a pleasure. Let me try to ask you a personal question. Does the director of the Venice Film Festival get to enjoy the Venice Film Festival while it's happening?
Oh yes, of course. It is extremely tiring and stressing, of course. From a certain point of view, it's a nightmare. The 11 days are a nightmare, but at the same time, it's so fantastic, so unique. It's a magic experience, and I simply love it.
Well, that's great to know, and I definitely congratulate you on doing such a great job year in and year out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thanks a lot for joining us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.